As modestly as possible, Mr. Beverley explained his qualifications for a life on the stage. "Good man," said Antony at the end of it. "You are the most perfect Watson that ever lived. Bill, my lad," he went on dramatically, rising and taking Bill's hand in both of his, "there is nothing that you and I could not accomplish together, if we gave our minds to it."
"Silly old ass."
"That's what you always say when I'm being serious. Well, anyway, thanks awfully. You really saved us this time."
"Were you coming back?"
"Yes. At least I think I was. I was just wondering, when I heard your tapping. The fact of the door being shut was rather surprising. Of course, the whole idea was to see if it could be opened easily from the other side, but I felt somehow that you wouldn't shut it till the last possible moment, until you saw me coming back. Well, then I heard the taps, and I knew it must mean something, so I sat tight. Then, when C began to come along, I said, 'Cayley, by Jove! Bright, aren't I?' And I simply hared back to the other end of the passage for all I was worth, and hared back again, because I thought you might be getting rather involved in explanations, about where I was and so on.